With the luxury brands, you get a lot of technology. That's baked into a luxury car because people who buy these cars want the latest and the greatest. But there's a real difference in a luxury car for somebody who's in their 60s and a young executive buying a Lincoln maybe who's in his 30s. With all the technology in there, you get people who are anti-technology. They want to be able to hit an AM/FM button. And you get others that really want to dig into the electronics of a car. How does a company and a futurist figure out all of that?
So the key to that is that we talk about streamlined, simplified, and intuitive engagement. So what's the technology interface for that user? Because they both want technology, it's just the degrees that they want it avail themselves to the features and functionality that's available. So your older consumer might be drawn to the Sync platform because it allows them to use their cell phone in a way that's voice activated, hands-free, keeping their eyes on the road. For them, that's all about social connections. But as you said, a younger consumer, a young executive, they're using that cell phone to be productive, to get business done, to be on the road, and in their way, still stay connected with what's going on at the office, what's going on at home. And so for them, it's actually an expression about productivity. But our underlying thought behind those types of things is simplicity. So how do
simplicity. Simplicity. That's the first time I've ever heard that word. So simplicity. What's simplicity?
So simplicity is taking these rich, innovative technologies that are so advanced, but making sure that they're delivered with a simple interface.
That sounds to me like Apple.
Exactly like Apple. And so you can see Apple's inspiration in our designer's interpretation of the Lincoln product. So my Lincoln Touch uses the same type of technology that you would get on an Apple iPad.
But, you know, I have to bring up recently, the my Lincoln Touch has been out for just over a year and a half, say, and you went back to the drawing board. You had to revisit it because it wasn't that easy to use. The buttons were small and there was kind of slow. So, you know, did you notice there was a problem? Did the futurist get in there and say, this isn't slick enough? What happened there? Because you must admit, you know, that went back to the drawing board pretty quickly.
I did go back to the drawing board quickly, but you have to think about in the context of technology as a whole, innovation is moving much more rapidly today than it ever has before. And look at Apple. Apple's on its fourth, fifth generation of an iPhone. It doesn't necessarily mean that their first generation was bad. It just meant that they are able to avail themselves to a new suite of technology that they didn't embed into their earlier generations. And that's what we're doing with my Lincoln Touch.
And that's the great thing about electronics is you just upgrade it. You don't have to buy a whole new car. You can just flash in a new program, right?
Right, and Ford isn't trying to be the inventor of this technology. This is brought to us through partnerships, strategic partnerships with companies like Microsoft. What's beautiful about these technological systems in our vehicle is that they're designed to be through open architecture platform. So that means you can bring in a Nokia cell phone, an Apple cell phone, an LG, a Sprint cell phone, whatever the brand, but they should all interface equal with the same amount of ease because we are opening our code up to those app developers and making it accessible because people are going to hold on to that car a lot longer than they're going to hold on to that phone. And so we want to make sure that our system remains timely and relevant to them so that it can grow as technology grows.
Okay, you're the futurist at the Ford Motor Company. What's the one thing in 10 years that I'll say, I heard that 10 years ago. Is there something you can put your finger on or is there a trend?
So I think it's really about simplicity. I think that that the car, your home, the office, they're going to have to be the new sanctuary. If you look at demographic trends where the population's going to grow, urbanization's on the rise, megacities where you have a dense population of 10 million people or more living together, we're going to look for those quiet spaces where we can get away. And it's building on that idea that luxury, the ultimate luxury is time. Time to do what you want with whom you consider most important in a place that's most meaningful to you. So I think that this idea about carving out simplicity and a time for sanctuary thought, reflection, will be continuing to be more powerful as technology becomes more ubiquitous and more accessible.
Isn't it ironic that we're talking about sanctuary and we're doing the end of our interview here in the art gallery in Vancouver in the Emily Carr room that's all black and quiet and we have to whisper?
You heard it here first.
Thanks for the interview.
Thank you.